We are discussing last week about Ajami. Ajami, how he was a Brahmin in the city of Kanauj, Karnakubja. Karnakubja, Dijakasti, Asi, Pati, Dasi Pati, Ajami, Namna, Nas. Namna Nasta Sadachara Dasya Sangsadga Dushita. The Vedic civilization is a perfect human civilization wherein the regulative principles are very strict. Sadachara and Durata. Sadachara Sad means characteristics which helps one to elevate himself to the transcendental platform. That is called sadhata. And kadata, the just opposite is kadata. Kadata means not to the standard of human civilization. That is called kadata. So, Vedic civilization means that people were trained up in such a way that ultimately he comes to the transcendental platform and he understands his real position in this world, his relationship with God, and he acts accordingly so that he gets the chance of utilizing this human form of life to the best possibility. That means to end the wandering in the cycle of 8,400,000 species of life and get oneself out of the entanglement. That is the perfection of human civilization. Human civilization does not mean that to improve the process of eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. That is not human civilization. That may be called a civilization, but that is external. That is not internal. We are not this external body, but we are internal soul. That we must understand. That is possible to be understood in the human form of life, not in other form of life. The cats and dogs, they cannot distinguish what is internal and what is external. That is not possible for them. But the human society, human being, is endowed with such nice development of consciousness that there is automatic inquiry, which is explained in the Vedanta Sutra as Athata Brahma Vigyan. Inquiry about the soul, Athata Brahma, this human form of life, is meant for understanding what I am. This inquiry should be correct. That is the perfection of human civilization. Not that improving the conditions of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is not the problem. They are not problems. According to Vedic civilization, these four necessities are needs of the body. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They are not problems. The example is given that lower animals who are not human beings, they have no such problems. They have no problems for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is naturally done. Or by nature's law, these things are arranged. Just like eating for the bird is already arranged. they live in the trees and the little fruits that are growing in the trees, that solves their economic problem for eating. They have got sleeping accommodation also, according to different birds. They have got sleeping accommodation. They have got mating accommodation also. Along with the male bird, there is a female bird also. So in this way you see, in the lower animal life, these things are already arranged. Similarly, for human being also, these things are also already arranged. There is no problem. But we have created problems. Because that advanced consciousness, which was to be utilized for understanding what I am, what is God, what is this world, what is our next life, these things, our advanced consciousness was meant for understanding these things. Not for making good arrangements. Instead of sleeping on the floor, we make a very good arrangement, very apartment, and very nice bedstead, mattresses. You can utilize your intelligence in that way, but that is not the way of solving your problem. We must understand. Similarly, eating, sleeping, mating, according to Vedic civilization, this eating, sleeping, mating, and defending was so organized that every people would get the chance of elevating himself to the transcendental platform. That is very serious. And one who follows those regulative principles, they are called sadhakar. Just like we have introduced in our society, you are following also that we prohibit no illicit sex life, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. So these four principles are included in the Sadhachara program. Here it is said that there was a Brahmin of the name Ajami in the town of Karnakuja. Karnakuja, I explained last meeting, that city still exists. The British has gave the name of that city as Kanauj. In this city, perfumery business are very famous, still they are existent, and in the district of Karnakuja itself is a district, a very prosperous town, and mostly inhabited by Brahmins. So there was a Brahmin of the name Ajami. This story is narrated here. Karnakuja Vija Kaschid Asi Dasipati Rajam. But Dasipati, the purport of describing this Dasipati means he was living with a prostitute. Dasipati. A higher class, man, just like the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, and the Vaishyas, they are counted among the higher class of men of the society. And the Shudras are considered as lower class of men. And beyond the Shudras, they are called Chandals. They have no designation there. Fifth grade. The fourth grade man is Sudra and the fifth grade man are Chandala. So, this prostitution was possible among the third grade and fourth grade persons or men in the society, not in the higher society. Higher society, this is very culture. The Vedic culture, this man, this Ajami, was a Brahmin. But he became, bad habituated due to association. So he was living with a prostitute. That's what it is said here, Dasipati. Dasi means Shudra, and the Shudras were taking the profession of prostitution. The Vedic civilization, we understand that even prostitutes were existing 5,000 years or 10,000 years ago. So that was a part of society. In this way, that man who is not satisfied with his wife, he cannot hunt any other woman in the society, but he must go to the prostitute. Therefore, a class of men were designated that you can have this profession, and they are known as prostitutes at dusk. Not all, but some of them. So this Ajamila, although he was born of a high-grade Brahmin family, but he degraded himself and he was living with a prostitute. Therefore, it is clearly stated here, Dasipati. Dasipati means the husband of a prostitute. Dasipati Ajamila Namna Nasta Sadachara. Nasta Sadacharo Dasha Samsadga Dushita. He lost the Brahminical culture, Sadachara. I have already explained. The Sadachara means regulative principle. So, one who cannot follow this regulative principle, he is called Padata or Nasta Sadata, lost of the Sadata, a good characteristic. Now here the reason is given, Nasta Sadachara Dasha Samsarga Dushita, because he was associating with a prostitute. The reason is given here. These things are very important. Now, people sometimes ask me, Swamiji, why you are after marriage? But that is necessary. Unless you get yourself married, then practically you will be living with the prostitute. And as you live with the prostitute, then all the regulatory principles you will not be able to follow. One after another. And if you cannot follow the regulative principle, then you cannot advance yourself to the transcendental platform. One after another. Therefore, we say that a boy, a brahmachari, who feels that he cannot keep himself or he cannot pull on the life of celibacy, he can marry. And don't indulge in illicit sex. That will spoil your life. This is a very important one. Here it is clearly stated that this Ajamil, this life history of this Brahmin, that he was also living a brahmachari life. Under his father's guidance, his father was a rigid Brahmin. So, this boy was following the principles of rigid regulations, and he performed the regulatory principles of the brahmachari, and then when he was grown up, he was married also, but one day it so happened that he was passing on the street, and one the Shudra, the fourth class, fourth grade of man, woman, was on the street embracing another man, and the conjugal love affair was going on. So this boy, because he was a young man, he became attracted, and he came there, and he became a victim of that prostitute. This is the common circumstance of this boy. Now, this Vedic civilization is a kind of god from falling victim to the Sadachara or the irregularity principles of life. But this boy, Ajami, now when I am speaking of him, he was not at that time boy, but in his early childhood, he fell a victim of the prostitute and he was living with him. Gradually, he lost all his Brahminical culture and became a most degraded man. So, how he became degraded, that is stated.
Vandakhai koitavas choi jai garhitang vittimasita
vibhrat kutumba asuchi jatamasa deha. His profession was stealing. When a man is in need of money, he does not know the regulative principle by any way bring money. So he had a big family along with this prostitute, so, and he lost his dominical culture, so he could not execute his profession as a Brahmin. A Brahmin is, suppose there are six kinds of earning means for a Brahmin. They are called Pathan, Pathana, Jajana, Jajan, Dana, Pratigra. Six kinds. A Brahmin is expected to be very learned, a scholar, Pathan, by reading Vedic scriptures and by understanding Vedic scriptures. Pathan, Pathan. Pathan means teaching others also. A Brahmin should learn himself the Vedic literature thoroughly and he should become a teacher for teaching others. Pathan, Pathan. Jajana, Jajan. Jajana, Jajan. Jajana means worship or executing devotional service of the Supreme Law. That is called Jajan. And Jajan. Jajan means teaching others, inducing others to this process of devotional service. Jajana, Jajan. Dana, Pratigra. And a Brahmin is not supposed to accumulate money. According to Indian language, there is a proverb. The Brahmin is a beggar even if he gets 1 lakh of rupees or 100,000 of dollars. He remains a beggar. Because even if he gets $100,000 in a day, he should spend it for Krishna. He cannot keep it as his personal bank balance for utilizing it for sense gratification. No. Whatever he gets, he should spend for Krishna. That is called dan and pratigya. And because he is keeping himself always helpless, therefore he can accept any charity given to him by others. These are the four principles of living condition of a Brahmin. Similarly, the Kshatriyas, they have got their living condition. The Kshatriyas, they are generally landlord or king, so they can levy tax on the subject. That is their living livelihood. And the Vaishyas, the mercantile, they can make trade, they can take to agriculture and cow keeping. And the Sudras, they are meant for serving all these three higher classes. That is the basic division of labor in the society. So this man, this Brahmin, although he was born in a Brahmin family, his father was a rigid Brahmin, and he was trained up also as a Brahmachari, but Maya is so strong that in spite of his being so trained up, still, he became a victim of a process. Therefore, our principle should be that to keep ourselves always strong so that we may not fall victim to the Maya. If we actually serious about solving the problems of this birth and death, then we should always be very alert in our execution of this devotional service so that we may not fall a victim to Maya, just like this Pajami fell. So after becoming a victim to this prostitute, he was living by any means, because his association was not very good, so he learned how to steal, how to cheat, how to play gamble and cheat others. These things are stated here. That bandakhai kaitavai. Kautayo means cheating. And bandakha means playing on the chessboard. Bandakha kaitavai, stojjai. Stojjai means like stealing. excellent surgery and gorhitang vrittlas. Gorhitang means all abominable actions. How I program, how to become suci. But this man became asuci. They're just the opposite one. Non-suci. He was suci, but he became asuci. That is also I have explained many times that suci hai, muci hai, jodi Krishna says, and muci hai, suci hai, jodi Krishna bhaje. This asuci, this they just see. He was a son of a Brahmin. He was trained somehow or other, but he gave up all these practices and therefore he became asuci. This very word is used here. Asuci, jatayamasa dehina. Why he became asuci? Just to maintain this body and the offsprings are the byproducts of this body. We have got byproducts of this body, just like children. So, simply for maintaining them, he became asuci. Of course, this is old story. But at the present moment, people do not understand what is asuci and what is suci. What is sinful action or what is righteous activity. They do not distinguish. But the Vedic culture has got a very clear distinction about these asuci and suci activities. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to make people suci, not asuci. We are not after men to continue to his asuci or impious activities. No. We are trying to take them from asuci condition to the suci condition. But it is not that. Just like in India, now it is going on that a Brahmin were born in a Brahmin family, although he is asuci or he is not to the standard characteristics of a Brahmin, he is accepted as a Brahmin. That was not the system. That was not the system in bygone ages. Here you see, the Ajamil, he lost his Brahminical characteristic in association with a prostitute. Therefore, he is described here as asuci. Asuci. Abominable. He is no longer described as suci. Just try to understand. So, this in a modern India, the Brahminical culture by birthright is going on, but that is not accepted in the Shastras, in the Vedic literature. Suppose you are born of a Brahmin family, so you have got the facility to make yourself a perfect Brahmin. But if you do not do that, and if you fall a victim to Maya, then you are no longer suci. You are asuci. These principles should be followed. Our Krishna consciousness movement is following these principles. That according to Shastra, according to Vedic literature, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Chatur Varnang Maya System Guna Karma Vibhava. I have created these four divisions of human society. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Varna. Varna. So Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So Krishna has created Chatur Varnang Maya system. I have created these divisions of human society. How? Guna karma vibhagas. Guna. Guna means quality. And karma means action. By division of quality and work. Not, there is no mention of birth. He never mentions that janma karma vibhagasa. No, that is not mentioned. Therefore, as this man, this Ajamila, born of a Brahmin family, became a asuci or chandala. Similarly, a man born from a chandala family, if he follows the regulative principles, he becomes suci. That is our mantra. Vaiha bhantaram suci. Jasmare punarikakham sa vaiha abhantaram suci. If one is engaged always in chanting the holy name of Punarikakham Vishnu Krishna, then he becomes vaiha externally abhantaram, internally suci. But if you do not follow the regulative principles, then again you become asuci. So our request is that those who are trying to advance in this life, don't fall down again to become asuci. Continue to become suci. Bhaiya bhantaram suci. Bhaiya means externally you are taking bath, you are cleansing yourself, you are cutting your hair, nails, and washing your mouth, and taking Krishna prasadam. In this way, cleansing your clothing, clean clothes, clean habits, we don't require any access. But we must use hygienic principle also to become suci. You haven't got to pay doctor's bill if you keep yourself suci also, following the hygienic principle. So, otherwise, simply, if we become puffed up, I have now become brahmi, I have got now sacred prayer, now let me do whatever I like, then again you become suci. Punar Musika Bhava. You know that story? Punar Musika Bhava. I've cited several times that if we do not follow the regulated principles, this I have repeated many times, that don't be confident that because I have undergone some ceremony, therefore I am now situated on the secure platform. No. So long we are within this material world, the platform is very tottering, just like on the ocean. It is tilting. A little inattention may capsize the boat. Similarly, the Vedas says that kurasya dhara nishita durattaya duggam patastha kavayo vadanti. This path of spiritual realization is very difficult. It is exemplified just like a sharpened razor. You are shaving your cheeks with a sharpened razor. That's all right. If you can ply on nicely, you get a clean, straight cheek. But if you are inattentive, immediately there is blood. Immediately. So, we must understand that we are playing with sharpened razor. So, we must fly it very carefully. This carefulness has been minimized to the lowest point by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. In order to become the Vaishnava or the higher platform, in order to occupy the highest platform of life, Vaishnava. The simple method is that you chant Hare Krishna and follow this regulative principle. That's all. This much you must agree. Then it is sure. Then you will have got to fall down like the Ajamila or Asuchi. Then evam nivasata stastha lalayana satapsutan kalu ati agyan mahan rajan asiti aisha saman. Then in this way, he was living very nicely, that everyone thinks like that I will not die. Everyone, Yudhishthir Maharaj said, this is the wonderful thing within this universe. What is that? Ahannahani lokani gacchanti jamavandhina. He was asked this question by Jamaraj, So what is the most wonderful thing within this world? So Yudhishthira Maharaj answered that the most wonderful thing is that everyone is thinking that he will never die. That is the most wonderful. Although death is as sure, the idea is that nobody is preparing for death. Death is sure, but nobody is preparing for death. We are making so many preparations for our future protection. We are having life insurance policy, good bank balance, this deed, that deed, so many things. But we are not preparing for our death. This is the most wonderful thing. So, this Haryamil, he was living with that prostitute, and his living condition was stealing, cheating, and gambling, and whatever abominable things are there, he was executing. He never saw that time will come when death will take him away, and he must be prepared. But he did not do that. Here it is said that in this way he was maintaining his family, but when he was 80 years old, Sasiti Aisha Sama, at that time came that he was to die. And at that time what he was saying, Tasya Prabhayasa Putra Daso Tishan Tujo Abama Balo Narayana Namna Pitrasya Dvaita Vrisham. Here is the important part. He had 10 sons. Out of the 10 sons, the youngest one was named as Narayana. This is the significance of his life. The parents, especially the father, that is natural. A father, mother becomes very much affectionate to the youngest, either girl or boy, that is natural. And the eldest, that is psychological. In this way, this Ayamila was very much attached to the youngest son, whose name was Narayana. So this Narayana, the purpose of the story is that although he was so much degraded, and although his profession was so abominable, still, because to his attachment to the youngest son, whose name was Narayana, he was always calling, Narayana, my dear son, please come here. Narayana, please eat it. Narayana, please drink it. Narayana, come to my lap. So, indirectly, he was citing the name of Narayana. Therefore, it is a custom of Vedic civilization to give the sons and disciples name which is Krishna's name, just like Narayana is Krishna's name. So, we, after initiation, we give such name, Krishna Dasatma, that name is connected with Krishna, so that even if we do not perfect ourselves, this calling ourselves amongst ourselves, just like Dayananda, Sivananda, these are all Krishna's names. All the names that he awards to his disciples, that is Krishna's name. Krishna has got Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. He has got Ananta incarnation and Ananta name also. And Krishna's name, just like people say, how God, that can be there, can be any name of God. That is a fact. That how God is named. God is named because God has innumerable forms. There cannot be a particular name. But his name is avoided. Not avoided. Name is automatically there according to his attributes. Just like Krishna agreed to become the son of Yasoda. So therefore we call him Yasodananda. Krishna accepted Nanda Maharaj as his father. Therefore he called Nanda Kumar, Krishna's name. Kumar means son. And Nanda Maharaj. In this way, Krishna enjoys his Radharani, therefore he called Radharam. Krishna gives pleasure to the cows, therefore we call Govinda. So these names are Krishna's names. But the of all names, the Krishna name is the prime name. Why it is? The Krishna means all attract. And Krishna, another meaning of Krishna is that those who are struggling very hard in this material world, Krishna can give them liberation. Krishna, another meaning of this Krishna is Tisi Bhubhagata Sabhya Tayo Rekkam Siti Krishna Parabrahma Iti Avidhiyas. Similarly, Rama. Rama means pleasure. Rama. So, one who gives transcendental pleasure, he is called Rama. So this Krishna name, Rama name, is God's name that is very on the high level. Therefore we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Hara, Hara also means one who can take away all our miserable condition and give, puts us into the transcendental position. This is Hara. So, these three names are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hara, Krishna and Ram. So, this Ajane got the benefit of naming his youngest son, Narayan. That is the purpose of the story. How, although he was so much fallen and abominable, simply by dealing with his youngest son, whose name was Narayan, simply by affection to Narayan, how he got salvation. That is the purpose of the story we shall narrate later on. Thank you.